You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello, Faith Sister. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm talking about 7 ways to achieve long-term weight loss results. I understand the challenges of balancing different priorities, and sometimes that can push aside some of our healthy habits. Now, if you're serious about losing weight, here are some practical ways to help you stay motivated and to shift your mindset so that you can achieve a healthy body and weight. So the first way to get serious about your weight loss goals is that you want to create a why statement. So the way to do this is you reflect on what motivates you every day to want to have a healthy body weight. It has to be a positive statement. You don't want to just dwell on maybe you don't like how you look or you don't like how you feel. You don't want to have those type of statements. You want to have a positive statement and you want it to be empowering. So if you don't have a why statement, well, now is a perfect time to think about it and to write one down. And you can ask God to help you create your why statement, but it's going to motivate you. It's going to encourage you to lose the weight that you want. And you have to be specific about how much weight. You have to put that number in there, okay? And that way you are going to remind yourself of the reasons behind the weight loss. And this is going to help you to stay motivated on your journey. The second way to take your weight loss goals more seriously is to plan out your next 12 months. Because healthy weight is a journey and it takes time for the body to adjust to a new way of living. I know many people believe that they can just inject a quick fix weight loss strategy into their current routine, only to be disappointed when they lose the weight and then they regain the weight back. So I want you to commit to living healthy by holding yourself accountable with a sustainable plan that helps you to settle into the idea that this is an enhanced lifestyle, not just for weight loss, right? Number 3, get up an extra hour early. But you're going to do some very interesting things in that hour, okay? Because achieving a healthy body and weight requires a lot of effort. So investing extra time in your self-care routine is going to make a significant difference in how you feel the rest of the day, right? I know many people, they wait until they get all the stress in their life all throughout the day. And at the end of the day, that's when they do their self-care. Well, I want to switch that. And I'm going to tell you that when I began my health journey after retiring from a 9-year nursing career, I found that dedicating time to self-care before breakfast helped me to recover from my leaky gut and abdominal bloating. So I want to recommend this to you, but I want to give you things that you can think about doing in that hour for self-care. That's going to really help you boost your energy throughout the day. So you could try some dry skin brushing in the morning, and you do this with a very gentle, soft brush, right? It's very relaxing. It feels good, but it also exfoliates the skin and it improves circulation and stimulates the lymphatic system for detoxification. So after you do the skin brushing activity, just jump in the shower and do a quick cold water rinse and you are going to be fortified for the day. Another activity may be jumping on the mini trampoline. Is a rebounder where you do a gentle bounce and This is going to get the lymphatic system moving as well. It's going to boost your energy levels, and it's going to kickstart that metabolism to start burning calories. So when you're ready to have your first meal of the day, you are already revved up. So this is just a couple of ideas of things that you could be doing in terms of self-care. And the ideal here is that instead of waiting to the end of the day, you can start off with your self-care. All right. So think about that. That's what you do when you get up an extra hour early. And of course, you're going to do your devotions and prayer time and all those things that you usually do with your time with God in the morning. Okay. Number four, I want you to consider childcare support, because sometimes you may need to focus on doing your grocery shopping for those whole foods, you know, the fruits and vegetables and nuts, grains and seeds. And you may need time to focus on your meal prep and some self-care. So you might have to get someone to help you take care of the children so that you can have the time to concentrate and focus on these healthy weight goals that you have and the way to achieve them, okay? Number five, I believe, is time blocking, right? This is where you, instead of having this open-ended schedule that can lead to burnout, right? You want to set up times on your calendar for each task or routine that you want to do and accomplish every day or every week. You need to set time aside. So you schedule that into your calendar. And this approach is going to provide some structure in your life. And ultimately, it's going to bring you more freedom in your life because you accomplish so much more. You're so much more productive. So I do recommend time blocking. Okay. Number six way to take your weight loss goals more seriously so that you can have lasting results with ease is to educate yourself. Food education is so important, my friend. Don't let confusion or uncertainty hold you back. Sometimes we have to study for ourselves and allow God to guide us and direct us by His Spirit. He will give us a revelation as to what is true for us. So I want you to embrace knowledge with a smile so that you can nourish your body and your soul like never before. Food education helps you to understand how good nutritious foods can make you feel physically and emotionally. When you educate yourself about food and how it relates to your body and how it makes you feel, you are going to boost your confidence on this whole journey of weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Number seven way to take your weight loss goals more seriously is to read every day about God's love for you. Now, this is important because it's going to help you to let go of your worries, calm your emotions, and surrender control. So every day, read scripture, read books about God's love for you, how much He loves you, how He died to save you, all of these wonderful things that remind us that we're not alone on this journey, right? You're studying about how food, fresh fruits and vegetables, herbs and grains and seeds and nuts and herbs, how all of that helps us to maintain a healthy body. But we also have to nourish our spirit, our soul, right? Scripture affirms God's love for us. In Romans 8:38-39, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Right? This verse reminds us of the unbreakable bond, right, that we have with God and His unwavering love that sustains us through every season of life. The love of God, it empowers us to make healthy choices, overcome challenges, and live a life that is filled with purpose and gratitude. So even if we're having a challenging day, we can still rejoice and give thanks because we know that God is going to help us get through it in a way that glorifies Him. So, my sister, I hope that everything that I've shared with you is motivating, encouraging, and uplifting you to take your weight loss goals seriously, because you can lose the weight and have lasting results with ease. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. If you want to hear more, subscribe to my channel. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.